kindness is something that must be known with the heart and enacted in life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Kindness is something that must be known with the heart and enacted in life. Yeah, that's a nice phrase to say. It must be known in the heart and enacted in life. But what is kindness? I reiterate these things so constantly, I feel sort of, you know, reusing phrases that we don't need to use. But you all heard the statements that charity begins at home. You know what that means? That means you give first to your family, yourself and your family and your home. Okay. You don't go out and try to help the neighbors and try to help the world and try to help everything. You first take care of your family and your home and yourself. Well, that might be even a little more backward and say kindness or charity or love begins with yourself. For if it doesn't begin with yourself, it begins nowhere. It's got to start somewhere. And you say, well, I'm already love, I'm already this, I'm already... No, you aren't. You say you are, you think you are, you wish you could be, but you're not. And you know why you're not? Do you make sure that you love yourself first? When you see someone hurting, you're hurting. You're hurting for them. And that's a terrible thing to do, because you are just part of the problem. You are not part of the solution. If you see anything in the world miserable, believe it. You created it. You created it in your mind, in your heart, in your life, and you're not a very nice person for creating things that are miserable. And you say, well, I didn't create the war. I didn't create people having accidents. I didn't create people feeling unhappy with each other. Oh, yes, you did. Now, Dr. Byerly, you are a fool. Don't you realize that what goes on in the world, I had nothing to do with it? Oh, yes, you do. You have everything to do with it. Now, I know this might be difficult for you to conceive or believe or achieve in your life, but this is a fact. Whatever you are inside of yourself is what you see outside of yourself. If you are so bloomin' happy that you are just riding on cloud nine, you are just feeling fantastic and great. You just feel like you're at the Easter parade. You're trotting along with your shoulders back, your chest out, your head up. You feel wonderful and fantastic. And you have no idea there are problems in the world. You have no idea that people might be having a fight across the street. You have no idea that the car ran into the tree nearby, and you could hear the noise, but you didn't hear it. Because you are living in happiness. You are living in heaven. You are living in your high state of consciousness. Now, you say, well, that doesn't help the world. Oh, yes, it does. And whether you know it or not, you are the world. And you are the only world you will ever know. When you are dead and buried, your world will cease to exist. Everyone else also has their world. You understand? Mm-hmm. And your world ceases to exist because you moved on to another level of consciousness, another plane of expression, and fantastic. So you got a new world there. And if you don't believe me, then turn this thing off, you know. But you are number one. And the master teacher, who everyone calls such a fool, apparently, he says, it's done unto you according to your belief. Is he right?
Yes.
You bet he's right. And we ought to stop acting toward him like some of his teachings are good and some of his teachings are not good, you know. Some of his teachers have a wrong impression of what he taught, but what did Jesus say God was? Liber, love. God is love. And what did he say? God sees all things in love and purity and goodness. Now, who are we to argue with comments like that? The Buddha taught these same things. Lao Tse, Confucius, you know, Muhammad, they all taught these same wonderful things. The reason that Islam has gone astray a little bit is because Christianity went through a great experience, and Crusades and stuff like that. And Islam is going through the Crusades now, you know, of their self-righteousness and their feeling that the world should go their way. Well, their world is going their way, and enjoy it. But they want to force other people to enjoy. You see, they're not believing what their teacher said. And their teacher taught them that they are number one. And if you're number one, then you live in your world, and you see all out of your world through your loving eyes or whatever. And Muhammad taught the love. Jesus taught the love. Buddha taught love. My goodness sakes. And all of these philosophies, all these teachers, all these psychologies that we have read about, studied, and learned through the ages are a bunch of meaningless things because we don't apply them. They all teach love. And if we love, but the problem of teaching it is if you love others or you love yourself. And Jesus said, love your neighbor like yourself. If you don't love yourself first, you cannot love your neighbor. And when you love your neighbor, you see him wonderful like you are, or you see him miserable like you are. Okay, now, this is who we are. We say happiness is something that must be known with the heart and enacted in life. Happiness must be something that is known in the heart and enacted in life. You understand that? Okay, now, how are you going to do that? You're going to do that by beginning with number one, yourself. You're going to begin with who you are, and you are wonderful. And if you are filled with light and love and peace and harmony, everywhere you look, you see light, love, peace, and harmony. It has to be. That's the principle. So if you don't see light, love, peace, and harmony wherever you look, start going back home here and do some homework. Start cleaning up your own house. Get all those visiting uncles in your house that don't belong there and are not harmonious with your family out. Because you are the master. You don't want your uncles teaching your kids anything. You don't want your relatives, your mother-in-law, your mother teaching your kids. You're different. You're number one. And you're teaching your kids to be number one. You're teaching your kids to recognize that within them is all. But first, you have to do it to yourself. First, you teach yourself that you're number one. First, you teach yourself that you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're beautiful. But you don't say that. You see, when you fall in love with all, with life, with yourself, what do you see? Just love. When you are so happy, nothing disturbs you. When you are so filled with peace and joy and harmony and goodness, nothing disturbs you. Nothing. Even things that other people think should disturb you. Didn't you know your mother just died a very cruel death? Bless her. I see her on her next dimension just having a ball. Well, that she, hey, that's past. That's past. That's past. That's past. Let it go. Let it go. It's over. I can't go back and do something about what's past. I don't want to. I don't want to live in the past. I want to live in the now. Where's my mom now? She's on a dimension of life having a ball, as though it were any of my business. Where am I now? I'm on a dimension of life having a ball right here. And I'm being myself. And I look at the world and I see everything fabulous, beautiful, glorious, wonderful, uplifting. Because that's the way I am. Again, we go back to the queen. When she walks in the room, she is the queen. She is this person that she represents. She is this person that she was born to be. And so she is living the role. And do they ever show the queen losing her temper? Do they ever show the queen using bad language? Do they ever show the queen seeing the world less than beautiful?
No.
Always they show the queen being a queen, being a master, being the creator of her world, being fantastic. And everybody respects her because she respects herself. Everybody loves her because she loves herself. I mean, the queen we got in England right now is not the greatest. She's a super lady, but she's not the greatest. If Princess Di had been the queen, we would have said, wow, what a charm, what an inspiration, you know, what charisma she had, you know. And so, well, no. That was her nature. Did Princess Di see everything lovely, beautiful, and good? You bet. They put her name on, it's trying to clean up landmines and stuff like that. But she wasn't against something. She was just making the world more beautiful by letting those things go. And that wasn't her idea. Somebody brought it to her. Oh, we must do something about this, you know? And they encouraged her to think that it was a noble thing to do. And so she worked on it. Now, true, it is a noble thing to do. And true, she did work on it. But the thing is, what would a master have done? If she had really been the queen, it was all done. It was all in divine order. Why is it that every once in a while we hear noises about these various problems of the world? Because it's not a continual thing. It's just something that happens now and then. We want to put the cause in motion for ourselves, that we live in our ideals, body, spirit, mind, and body. We live in, what did you say, Ellen? Every cell of my body expresses its original purity and integrity. Ellen, make this statement now. Every thought in my mind expresses its original purity and integrity.
Every thought in my mind expresses its original purity and integrity.
Ingeborg, every action in my life expresses its original purity and integrity.
Every action in my life expresses its original purity and perfection.
Integrity.
Whatever. But Sylvia, yes, what are you going to say?
Every word in my life expresses its original purity and integrity.
You can say in your mouth, but every word in your life. So, is that a good idea?
Super.
Now, Ellen thinks it's super. Now, where do we go from there? When everything that we do, speak, act, and say, it reflects the original purity and integrity of who we are, what is it going to be? It's our divinity. It's our divinity. Now, can we do it? Sure. Is it easy to do? Sure. What's the hard thing about it? Starting. The hard thing is starting, because when you walk, you're walking. When you get in the car, you're riding. You have to get in the car to ride. You cannot get in the car while you're walking. So while we are thinking limitation for our life, we have to experience limitation. When we start thinking that all is beautiful, all is good, all is in
its original purity and integrity,
and all is in divine order, when we say that, then we go into a totally different universe. We go into a universe where we are number one. I am number one individually. And I am the creator of my world. I am the creator of all the experiences in my world. I am it. It sounds not noble, but it's the truth. It is done unto you according to your belief, alone, alone, alone. Now, what is your belief? Is your belief that you're number one? Super. Is your belief that you're living in your original purity and integrity? Super. You see, when we live there, we cannot see anything in the world that is less than what we believe for ourselves. And so, it'd be fun. It would be fun. It is fun creating a world of that nature. And what is the word that people will use for you at first? They will say you are cold, unfeeling. You're cold and unfeeling about your mother having died that terrible death. No, no, no. I'm happy that she has chosen to step into this new dimension of life where she is experiencing all sorts of glorious things. But what about? That's past. You see, when you learn how you're going to do it, I have no idea. When you learn how to let go of the past and live in the present, this moment, that takes every thought living in this moment, there will be no emotion, because there's nothing to be emotional about. There will be no sensitivity because there's nothing to be sensitive to. You're dealing strictly with principle, and principle can bring you this, or experience in you, this happiness, fulfillment. And you're not concerned about the negativities that the world has out there because you're putting only the positives in. And that's all that matters. Oh, my goodness sakes. Isn't that a wonderful instant illumination?
Yes.
I tell you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.